We are joined now by Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, who just heard about Southern Village celebrating its 20th anniversary. Big, big news today for Southern Village. They had a groundbreaking for a hotel.
We gathered down there with many members of the council, county commissioners, and D.R. Bryan and former Mayor Rosemary Waldorf, and we symbolically turned the earth for the new hotel that's been approved for down there.
Hyatt Place, right?
That's right. It's going to be a Hyatt.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, what's the time frame on that?
It'll probably take, I don't know, at least 18 months or more to get that thing up out of the ground, I'm imagining. Yeah. Don't hold me to that.
Okay. All right.
It's probably on that.
So good business news for Chapel Hill there today. And another bit of good business news, I want to move to Raleigh and talk about the big bill that everyone is focusing on, which is SB2. But a lot of bills moving through or not moving through the state legislature. One that did today finally is one that allows liquor to be sold beyond government-run ABC stores. Including distilleries, which means Scott Maitland at Topo Distillery is really happy.
Yeah, I was there yesterday at the General Assembly yesterday afternoon whenever the House voted to move that bill forward, and as was Topo proprietor Scott Maitland.
He was very pleased. He's been advocating for this for, what, 2-3 years now, at least.
For a long time. I mean, it is kind of outrageous when you compare the experience of visiting North Carolina winery, right? Mm-hmm. Now, putting aside the reasons why you would want to, imagine being at one. You can certainly buy the wine.
Yes.
You can buy as many bottles as you want. But when you go visit the Topo Distillery in downtown on Franklin Street, you are forbidden from purchasing a bottle of a vodka or gin or whiskey from mm-hmm. them. And that's... it's a little archaic
Kind of a
throwback.
Pointless distinction. Yeah.
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 So finally, now it looks like we're going to be able to do that. And we're going to be able to get wine by the growler, which is finally, you know, that's all I can say, finally.
What is a growler? I don't even know.
Oh, you know what a growler is. It's the big jug.
Oh, the giant. With the tiny little handle?
Right, the little handle.
Right, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's called a growler? I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Ron learned that this morning, too.
I have so much to learn about wine, apparently.
Well, beer comes, you can buy beer in growlers.
That's true, yeah, you also can do that.
And that's how you can buy it. You can buy that already, but now you can buy wine in a growler, which is really exciting.
Very cool.
I suppose if one...
So be it known, and we're speaking this into live microphones, the General Assembly just passed something that we're standing here in agreement with. Right?
Thrilled.
It happened.
Thrilled with it.
And
it's going to be, a boon to the touring stuff that Scott's got going on down there at the distillery.
Cool
if you
tours,
haven't taken
yeah.
that tour, it's so fascinating to see how he makes that those spirits. And, you know, you were able to do some taste testing, and now you can take a bottle home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to getting my first bottle.
Really cool. So that went on in Raleigh today. They gave final approval to that, so that heads to Governor McCrory's desk. Not heading to Governor McCrory's, or wouldn't be heading to Governor McCrory's desk anyway. It already did, and he vetoed it,
mm-hmm.
is Senate Bill 2, which is the magistrate recusal bill, or whatever we want to call it, the bill that would allow magistrates and register of deeds workers to recuse themselves from performing marriage ceremonies if there were any to which they had a strong religious objection, which always turns out to be same-sex marriages. None of the other immoral marriages that happen every single day, the third, the fourth marriages, the we're just doing it for the insurance marriages, those are fine. But,
I guess Britney Spears.
Britney Spears can get married. That's totally okay.
What's shocking, though, is that the General Assembly would have ever supported a bill that was so open, so broad in the permission that they give these folks to recuse themselves, because it opens the door to not just it's fashionable to not like gays, so mm-hmm. you know, because it's very clear that that's what they're targeting.
It's actually not fashionable to not like gays.
Well, yeah,
they're behind the times on that.
But at least with that political, you know, their political base, you know, that's exactly why they did this. It's a target. That's what, you know, Phil Berger just doesn't like the gays. He wants to allow people to not perform the marriages. He's still suing. You know, he still has the state paying for his lawsuit against the UCC case as well as the ACLU case for marriage equality in North Carolina. And so we all know what it's for, but this opens the door to magistrates who don't want to be performing interracial marriages.
Mm-hmm.
This
it hasn't been that long ago that that was an issue.
In fact, there are people, shockingly, I know this is shocking to hear, but in this state, in North Carolina, who probably don't want to see interracial marriages and will say so when you ask them, even on the radio.
And can probably cite verses from their religious book to support that one way
right.
or the other.
And we certainly don't want them in the position of having the job of performing marriages. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Berger and others, Mr. Stamm, would obviously say, well, of course, that's outrageous. They just opened the door to that kind of bigotry on the part of government officials in their never-ending pursuit to make the life of the LGBT members of our state more difficult.
So it went to the State House and the State Senate. They voted for it. Went to Governor McCrory's desk. He vetoed it after a little bit of a delay on saying whether he would. He said he would, and he did. It goes back to the General Assembly. State Senate has already voted 32-16 to override the veto. It's in the State House now. Do they have... They haven't taken a vote yet, presumably because they don't have the votes to override. Do you think they ever will?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to have to wait
for... Very close.
A mass trip to the bathroom or something.
Which is what Greg Myers said.
Yeah. And, you know, yesterday, too, and today's press has been saying that, there are some people who voted for this who aren't here this week, and so we want to make sure. There were only three white lights on the voting board yesterday, meaning whenever...
And you were there,
and
right?
I was there. Yeah. I was there to have eyes on these legislators as they considered whether or not they were even going to... They were going to sustain or override the veto. And through all the votes that we witnessed yesterday afternoon, there were only three House members who were not present and voting on any issue yesterday afternoon. So the idea that there's some huge number of people who are just absent this week, taking this week off, is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what they're looking for is a week when more people are taking the week off. Mm-hmm. That's what they're really looking
for. Yeah. So the Chapel Hill equivalent would be if like five town council members were there instead of eight on the reappointing someone to...
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Which did not happen.
Which didn't happen.
Yeah, because we care. so, and the other thing too is you mentioned it was extremely broad. On another level, it's very strangely narrow. You can recuse yourself from performing marriage ceremonies if you have a religious objection to that. Apparently, if you have a religious objection to anything else that goes on in a Register of Deeds office, you still have to perform
that duty.
You still
have to do it, I guess.
That's a hotbed of immoral activity at the Register of Deeds office.
We need to drag Mark Chilton in here and have him explain himself.
Right? Yeah. Because, I mean, how many times is there a transfer of property to build a church in or a mosque or a temple or a house of worship that's not your religion? Gosh, that's idolatry. That's the first commandment. That's the first thing you should be objecting to.
Yeah, we really should be bringing in that Register of Deeds.
Really should explain. Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Hotbed of immoral activity. But having said that, and we're mocking the bill, but religious freedom is very important, and I'm glad that you're here because all of this obviously comes from the fact that same-sex marriage is now legal in North Carolina. The reason it is specific reason it is this district court ruling in Asheville last year, which you were an attorney on, which started with a religious freedom claim.
That's right.
Ministers wanted to make their own choices as to which ceremonies they performed and which they didn't. So this all started with a religious freedom claim. So what is the role of religious freedom when you are acting as a public official, but just when you're acting in the public square in general?
Well, you know, people are free to worship anywhere and in private and in public spaces. No one is trying to keep them from doing that. No one would expect anybody to, there isn't anyone trying to quash anyone's ability to worship as they would like. Again, whether in their home, in a private sphere, or even out in the public sphere, your freedom of speech, your freedom of expression, actually amplify your freedom of religion, and actually, you know, the freedom of religion being the government shouldn't impose one, or shouldn't establish one. So you have this. Nobody is trying to prevent that.
Mm-hmm. But when your job description tells you to do something that goes against your religion.
Right. Well, the good news is that whenever a magistrate or is performing a wedding, a marriage, or when a registrar of deeds is recording one and issuing a license, that by definition, those aren't religious acts, are they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are
also
just,
true.
That is
yeah.
just a, those are ministerial government mm-hmm. actions and not religious acts. Now, if we were to force...
Magisterial government actions?
Ministerial,
okay.
yeah,
ministerial sounds religious.
It
I wasn't sure if that was correct.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Administrative.
There we go.
From the word administered.
Yeah. Okay.
Administrative. But if we were to, let's say, tell Rick and Jill Edens, the pastors at the UCC Church
yes.
here in Chapel Hill, that we were going to force them mm-hmm. to marry people that they. Now, it's hard to imagine anybody that Rick and Jill wouldn't marry.
Right.
I know. Let's move from that. Let's say, hey, everybody, if you want to get married, Rick and Jill.
Rick and Jill Edens will but, yeah.
Okay, let's say, here, how about the Catholic Church? The Catholic Church is very clear, mm-hmm. This isn't a, I have only the highest respect for Catholicism, but the Catholic Church is very clear on whose marriages that they
a sacrament.
Right, yeah, that they approve of and don't, you know, and they certainly don't approve of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been divorced, civilly, hasn't been recognized religiously, therefore you can't get married again.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't force a local the local parish priest to preside over the wedding of a divorced person to another because it would just be against their religious because it is an actual expression of their religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
The act of performing the marriage, that's very distinct from the ministerial, from the word administer,
yeah. Administerial,
act of a magistrate
mm-hmm.
or a assistant register of deeds or a register of deeds when they are performing those, you know, almost mechanical functions of government, allowing a civil marriage to be created.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where religion enters marriage, and that's where, hey, government keeps their hands off. And you know, it's interesting that we give people the choice
mm-hmm.
of pursuing a religious ceremony or not. And so by definition, this magistrate part is the not religious.
Yes. I think half the problem is the fact that we use the same word to refer to the same, these two very different things. And the sacrament on the one hand and the civil union on the other, although we're on civil union as a phrase, but
well,
like they're
yeah.
different concepts, really.
Well, they are. We have homonyms in our language.
Yes,
where words it's pronounced the same with vastly different meanings depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that. I mean, so they're similar in some ways, but I think that's only because for a long time, those who've been able to pursue marriage, who've been able to get married, who've had their marriages recognized by the government as well as their faith community, never had to worry about there being an actual distinction between
yes.
the two,
yes.
unless of course they got upset about the way the government was treating them in a tax sense.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly married people are all up in arms. Why are you treating us differently? Because you chose to and you're doing something that I can't do, so, you know, put up with it. I think that's why it's so difficult for so many to separate, because it has been just the single thing for so long in the minds of so many who have had the privilege of accessing it for all these years.
Before I let you go, what is the time frame on this is? How long can this remain on the calendar?
It can. We could be sitting here waiting for a Senate bill to override vote longer than we will be waiting for the vote on filling the vacancy on the town council. And it kind of functions similarly.
Yeah.
Just as the...
It just stays there until the vote is held.
Just there until the speaker decides he wants to call for that vote. And there was a notice requirement that that delayed it being put on the calendar until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But once on the calendar, and the speaker made it clear yesterday, there doesn't need to be a two-day notice any longer. It just will appear on the calendar. And from my understanding, it appeared on the calendar today.
Yes.
And it will continue to do that every time till the speaker decides to call for the vote, kind of like it's always going to be on our agenda in the council meeting. Shall we fill the vacant seat? And until we get five votes to do so, it'll just stay there.
Interesting. All mm-hmm. right. So
so a year and a half, and that's through
we'll
next year.
Wow.
It's through the short session. It's not just through this this long session. It goes all the way through the biennial short session, which probably won't end until next, August, September of 2016.
All right. That's
scary.
Striking. Yeah.
Yes.
A little,
mm-hmm.
yeah. All right. Well, we'll presumably continue following that for some time to come.
Yeah,
Chapel Hill, Miramar, Kleinschmidt, well, hopefully we'll continue to follow it for some time to come.
Yeah, actually, I think
it would be
I'd
nice if we did
follow
it for some time to come.
Let's just get a vote and sustain the veto and move on. That's what I think will happen if the speaker has the guts to call for it.
All right. Chapel Hill, Miramar, Kleinschmidt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.